Controversy is swirling over train and pipeline transport of crude oil materials following the destruction in Lac Megantic on Saturday. 350 Vermont and Rising Tide Vermont climate change action advocacy groups caution that the tragedy highlights the need to move away from fossil fuels. 350 Vermont campaign coordinator Andy Simon.
We don't want this stuff taken out of the ground at all. We want to be able to reorient the country's policy and Canada's as well to a really new vision of green energy and reduced demand, and reorienting all of our priorities so that we're actually trying to do something serious about climate change.
Vermonters for a Clean Environment Executive Director Annette Smith notes that natural gas and oil transport, whether by pipeline or rail, is inherently a safety risk, and the issues being raised in the wake of the Quebec tragedy are important.
We are seeing massive energy sprawl where there is this delusion of endless growth, and we're seeing just massive overdevelopment of all of our energy resources. When do the policymakers, when do the elected officials, when do people start saying no to all this fossil fuel extraction? As we're seeing more and more climate disruption, clearly we have a problem, and yet we have this endless growth attitude. And so we need to really look at what are we doing here.
Ethan Allen Institute Energy Education Project Director Meredith Angwin says better, cleaner energy is preferable, but she doesn't see the advocates delivering solutions to energy problems nor transport issues.
We are very dependent on fossil fuels, and just saying we've got to move away from them, they're not giving you a plan to move away from them. I wrote an op-ed about renewables and how difficult they'll be to implement, and it isn't going to be we just wave our hands and we're going to move away from fossil fuels.
Vermont Gas Systems has proposed a high-pressure natural gas transmission line in Addison County. That is among 350's Andy Simon's concerns.
If we were having a sustainable energy policy and really looking 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road to seriously reducing and running to zero our dependency on fossil fuels as much as possible, we would not be putting dollars into these giant infrastructure projects. These projects locks us into decades of dependency on fossil fuels.
Vermont Gas spokesman Stephen Wark says pipelines are among the safest modes of oil transport, and the company's systems have been rated among the safest in the country.
We believe the undergrounds are of the safest systems that are out there. And there's an unfortunate amount of misinformation in trying to connect pieces that don't necessarily add up for the purposes of trying to call attention to a particular event. Pipelines are one of the safest ways to transport energy, according to the federal government. Now, natural gas has been widely viewed, actually some of the same advocacy groups, as a transition fuel. Now, the question of how long that transition period lasts is really a function of technology and economics and political policy and energy policy.
350 Vermont is planning an environmental awareness tar sands free walk, a 2-day hike along the Portland-Montreal pipeline in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom on July 19th and 20th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.